Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. All right, it's 5:01 here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat out of Venice, Louisiana. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mickey, and you?
What's up?
Oh, man, just trying to get rolling.
Rolling along.
Yeah. Glad I'm not over there in this weather like it is.
Oh, I thought you were going back.
No, I told you after Easter.
Oh, after Easter, okay.
Yeah.
That's right, it's Holy Week.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not missing what this weather's doing.
No, it's a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. I mean, no, I've got several of them. Most of them are doing like me, just pushing everything back now. Let it get into a more favorable climate. You know, them young kids, they're going to go for it. But they ain't have all that.
Well.
So, like here, man, yesterday was kind of brutal. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good cool front. It's
yeah,
a little chilly this morning, too.
Yeah, man, it's in the 40s, isn't it?
Not down here, but, you know, it's still, at least the wind isn't blowing this morning. Yesterday morning, with that east wind coming off the water, it was cool.
I was trying to do some work around here yesterday outside, and that wind was cool. So, what did Richard have to allow this morning?
He was kind of honing in on hybrids this morning.
Uh-oh.
He was going to go look for them first.
Say anything about them catfish?
Yeah, catfishing's good.
Still
that's
good.
His backup. You know, that's how good it is. He'll go for hybrids first, and then after that, he'll go load the boat on cats and then go in.
That's good. Yeah, them grandkids want me to take them over, I guess, tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been good. I don't know whether this front's going to slow it down any or not. I don't think it will.
Well, and that's what me and Rusty was talking about yesterday, too, after the full moon, because I know they hammered them last week.
Yeah, they did.
But, you know, I was on Cabin Moon, and we had some warmer weather, and now we're on the other side of it. Things will be a little different. You know, just don't know them shad are pushed back up there this cool weather. I mean, them shad backed off a little bit. But I think it's supposed to warm up a little bit today and then even better tomorrow. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when these fronts are going to stop coming. That old groundhog kind of missed it again.
Yeah, he big time missed it. You know. Yeah, there's another one on the way, I think, isn't it?
Man, don't get me lying. It's been one right
I'm pretty sure
another.
I saw.
Sure probably
yeah,
right.
I think about Tuesday, I think there's supposed to be another one in here.
I usually don't look too far ahead. So, let's see what we have here.
I looked at, Next Tuesday,
we go from south at 25 on Monday to northwest at 25 to 30 on Tuesday.
Get you some of that. Now, you understand, everybody, I hope y'all understand why I'm not pushing this March and April agenda this year.
Well, down there where you're at, you're at the end of the world anyway. Everybody thinks when you get to New Orleans, you're at Venice. Well, you got a good ways to go yet. But people coming in from out of town and everything, it's just so hard to, I feel you.
Yeah, and fighting that fog,
that Mississippi River gets some fog, boy.
Yes, it does.
All that delta down there gets...
Boy, what about that ship? My God.
Wasn't that nuts?
I don't understand it.
I don't either. It's just hard to believe this day and age something like that can happen.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why there wasn't no tugboats on that boat.
Well, some have them and some don't. Depending on the size, but that's a big container ship, man. That thing was loaded.
Big as they come. I mean, you can't get no bigger.
No.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Another mystery.
Another
world we live in these days.
We'll never know.
No.
Like them aliens. We don't never know about them aliens. Are they there or they're not? watched that movie again the other day.
What movie's that?
Independence Day.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
That's a good movie. But now I tried to do my little squirrel hunt the other morning. They just way too many leaves. Them trees up there, which there's a lot of live oak up there. Place where she got it, and they done bushed up. I mean,
they done bloomed and bushed up, and all my oaks are beautiful this year, man. They're in good shape, and all my pecans, they're leaving out now. It's spring.
He treed twice right off the bat and looked to me like I was crazy when I caught him off, and I mean, he was hard on him, and I can tell by his bark, that he saw that squirrel generally. But you ain't gonna find that needle in the haystack. But he got to go exercise and run around, actually.
So. Running them limb chickens.
Yep. Matter of fact, that second one, because I told Rustin, I said, hey, I'm gonna call him off this one. And I said, we're gonna put him on the lease. We're going back to camp. And I kept calling him. I turned around, walked off. I turned back around, he jumped up and had a vine in his mouth, pulling on the vine himself. And I said, boy, he's desperate. he's wanting to do.
Yeah, anybody that had never squirrel hunted with a dog, that's fun. My Uncle Joe, his daddy, they raised him terriers, them rat and fox terriers, and they were just squirrel hunting machines. Right. Jack Russells, It was a big deal back when I was a kid. But we didn't have a dog. Me and my buddies, we'd go in the woods. We'd walk them, and then we'd steel hunt a while, sit there. And,
right.
You know the drill.
Oh, yeah. I know all about squirrel hunting. I'll tell you something I was impressed at up there. First, he's got a pretty good herd of turkey up there right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised. He told me here about two or three weeks ago, he said, Dad, I saw 7-8 turkey the other day, and I was up there riding fence, and I said, I'm there. And all of a sudden, there's quite a few more than that. So, need to look at the book, see. I don't know if there's turkey season in Madison County or not. Probably not.
Well, what county is it?
Madison.
Madison? I can find out here real quick. I can find my TPNW. I tell you, man, I got so much stuff in this computer. Take me a while. Texas, but, aren't you?
One thing, subject, they are killing them big. I mean, they ain't killing them, but man, they're catching some big bass this year.
I'm telling you, it's been a heck of a spring.
You know, I don't know if it's because that live scope or what, but my God. They have caught some big old fish. And I figured all them big fish done their thing. It's the end of March.
Right.
But I guess that weather, them fronts will get good enough to push them off and they have to come back.
You said Madison County?
Uh-huh.
I'm not seeing it on here. Showing Mason and Matagorda. That's spelled with M-A. It's not showing it on here.
It's spelled M-A.
Yeah, well, I know that, but it's not Madison, it's not on this
County.
Select County.
M-A-D.
Yeah.
I-S-O-N.
Well, apparently there's not a turkey season there because it's not on here.
There's not a turkey season.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why they didn't print, you know, books again for all this, because that is so aggravating to have to go in there and look all that stuff up.
Well, it's not on here. I'm not showing it.
Right.
No, I'm not seeing it. No Madison. Oh, well. That's why he's got turkeys.
I don't know if, I don't think there's no East Texas county's got turkey season.
There may not be.
Some of that up north, but I don't know where that would even be. Like I said, I don't remember East Texas having a turkey season at all.
Right. May not.
You know, years ago when they, you know, implanted putting all them birds back into East Texas, like up there when I was hunting out of Groveton, they did have it in the spring up there one year, but they killed all them birds. So they killed them birds on a roost up there, and then fire ants and everything else, they just couldn't take it, so.
Well,
but they all these pine plantations they got now, you think they could make some of them birds some habitat to make a run at it, but guess not. I know I haven't seen one in the river bottom now in at least 4 years.
Right.
They put about 100 in there and they stayed, you know. Up to about 4 years ago, we still had a handful of them, but I hadn't seen a single one since.
Yeah, it's kind of like when they used to stock all those pheasant, you know, in the coastal prairie around here, and hawks got them all.
Yeah.
Just too many hawks.
Yep, absolutely. And them birds ain't smart enough.
No.
You know, they done that in Trinity County, too. They put them pheasant up there, but it was the same thing. Them boys ride them old red dirt roads and just hunt fence lines and kill everyone else.
Until they get caught hunting off the road.
Yeah, well, big as that county was in back in them days, and still is.
It's hard for them game warden to cover all that territory, man. They got their work cut out for them. All right, Mike, I got to run, buddy. Somebody wants to get with you. How do they get a hold of you, man?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right. Good talking to you. Have a good day, Mike.
You too. Stop.
See you later. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee,
It gets hard. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Check in with Captain James Plogg. Hey, James, what's up, man?
What's up, Mick?
Man, are you already on the water running?
Nah, I ain't running yet. I'm fixed to be running.
Oh, you early bird, man.
Early bird gets a worm. Not always. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Oh, nothing, bud. It's beautiful this morning.
Yeah, it is.
These postcard days this time of year suck, I can promise you.
Coast Guard days?
No, yeah, postcard.
Postcard, okay. I didn't hear you clearly.
Yeah,
I thought you said Coast thing. Guard days. I'm going, what are those?
No, it's like
gale warnings.
They send it to you like, man, this is really what it's like. You show up there and it's horrible. Like, man, this ain't like that postcard, dude. It's terrible.
Right.
But, Mickey, for the first time in a long time, I got a place that's got some big fish. And we actually went fishing for them Sunday. And there's not many, Mickey. Like I told Kelly Rise and Jim fish with me Sunday. And they don't care. You know, they just go fishing. And I said, hey, man, if we stay in here shallow, he's here. I mean, there's not many. It ain't a school. It may be more than one, of course, but there's not a lot. And, no, Mickey, it was smoking, man. That wind blew Sunday. And,
yeah, it did.
And Kelly finally hooked him. He said it's the biggest fish he's seen around here since before Harvey. And he fishes with Cliff a lot. And he's caught an 11-poo. So if he tells me he was big, then I'm going to trust him. I was down the way, and we were catching. We didn't catch many. Actually, the bite at 9 o'clock, you could have just went home. We stayed out there till 3 o'clock. But the bite really over about 9. But he said the fish between 26 and 28 inches on a 7 in there in about knee-deep water. He watched the whole thing, watched the fish hit it. And that's the same thing that happened to me in there a couple of days before. But I didn't get the bite. The fish missed it, you know. But all them fish we're catching in there, they're all like 19 to 20-inch males, Mickey. They're all big male trout. So
yeah,
you got to be some females, and you know, some big ones. And that's in this particular place, I've hooked 4 or 5 of these fish, caught one of them, and it was over 6. And, you know, it ain't, you know, you're not going to walk going there and catch no 50-pound stringer. But there's some big ones. And Kenny caught one drifting yesterday over 5 pounds.
Well, that's good. Yesterday, that's good.
And yesterday was nasty, dude. That's as cold as I've been since January. And I wasn't – I mean, I was prepared. Luckily, I had some stuff in the truck. I got out, and I said, man, this ain't good. Where did this – and we caught them. I mean, we caught them in that nasty stuff. Nasty water, nasty fishing, and it was cold. And then later on – well, we came in, but then later on, it like – I went to the – to the gym, and it was like raining. I said, man, this is terrible. But Monday was the best fishing day. The world's coming to an end Monday, all that rain. I had Joe Petty and Trey Strait. Man, your ears should have been on fire. We laughed, but we didn't catch nothing good. Mickey, I went somewhere else, and it didn't matter where you went. I bet we caught 60 fish. And when we quit at 2 o'clock, you could catch one every cast. But they ain't no big ones. You're not going to catch a 3-pounder by no means. You might not catch a 20-incher, but just fish, as many as you want. Anywhere we went, we didn't even stay nowhere. And the weather was really good. And then something happened about 11 o'clock. Between 11 and about 1, there was like a line of showers and storms that came through right where I was fishing. Didn't look like it was everywhere because the front was still way north of us up there toward College Station. Middle of the line of stuff come out of Gulf. It got nasty for a little while, but other than that, it was drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I didn't think we'd have to stay that long. I went to one place and said, look, man, we're going to be through quick. This ain't going to take long. Well, after about 8:30, I figured out, well, that ain't going to bite right here. We caught a giant drum. We caught like a 29-inch red, caught one 17-inch trout. Man, I stayed there like 2 hours. I said, well, we got to go, man. This ain't going to work. It ain't working right now. It may have just been the spot. Because then we started just stopping up and down the bay. You know, all normal places, all fairy tale flat places, but there wasn't nobody fishing. And you could do anything you want. The tide was so high, Mickey, you had to put the boat in the grass. I mean, you couldn't even get out hardly anywhere. But lots of fish, but no size, just fish.
Yeah.
But, you know, and yesterday, it was kind of hard to catch yesterday. The water was muddy. It was cold. It was windy, bro. I promise you, it was blowing. It wasn't supposed to be. I looked at it one time right there in the evening time and said like 5 to 10 knots out of northeast. I said, oh, no big deal. Man, I get up. I hear it coming through my.
It was cranking, man.
It was cranking, dude. I heard it coming through my range hood. And I said, well, that's more than 10. But, you know, old northeast. I said, old northeast wind.
It was 10 behind the buildings.
It was 10 in my house. Hey, man. And I figured, you know, northeast wind, it's going to lay out. It didn't do nothing to get worse, Mickey. And then, right before we come in, I had to move the boat one time because the wind come and went due north. I said, man, that ain't no switching around going east. That's due north. And it really caught another gear.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, it was straight up northwest, about maybe 18. And I said, man, this is terrible. And then last night, right at dark, it nothing. It just died. I didn't really understand that whole operation. Those fronts, I didn't get that.
I don't even stick my neck out about them anymore.
No, Mickey is terrible. And like I told Joe, Neil Petty, you know, they like watching weather, and him and Trey. I said, look, man, I got it. I mean, we're going to catch them. It ain't no big deal. I said, I don't know about that, what they're telling you, all this doom and gloom. And anyway, so Chip was supposed to go. Coville, he bailed. He's scared of the weather. So we took some videos and, actually, they wanted some fish. They've been fishing in Mansfield, and they wanted some fish. I said, whack them all, man. I don't care. That's the last tide out on the five fish limit, so take them down.
What was that, Monday?
So, Monday, yeah.
Yeah, Blaine, on his birthday Monday, he went and got his five. Said it'll probably be the last time he'll ever be able to catch five trout and keep them again.
Ever. That's what I told Petty. I said, hey, man. If y'all want some fish, take them down. Because where I was fishing, I don't care about killing them right there. There's places I don't care about killing them, and that was one of them. And I said, y'all whack them all. We sent Chip a video and some pictures. I said, man, we glad you stayed at home.
Rub it in.
Oh, yeah. But that's all right, Mickey. But I'm pretty excited about some. There's some nice fish, dude. I mean, you know, there's not numbers of them. But do you got a shot at catching one? For sure. But like today, they won't bite in there with this no wind like this. They only bite on this when it's nasty. You know that. Yeah. Yep. Every fish we've hooked or caught in there, it's not good weather. I ain't even going there. I'm going to go do something else because I just don't think they're going to bite. Because they're real shallow. Them big fish right now, the bigger ones, they're shallow, man. They really are. Even Kenny drifting around yesterday, he caught that fish. I mean, they bump in the bottom in the boat. I mean, he was shallow. They didn't catch many, but he sent me a picture. They weighed the fish. He was like over 5. But, you know, Boga Grip don't give you a 5'10 or 5'9. You know, I got one of them big-time tourney scales if I ever want to be a tourney man. And somebody's asked me how it works. I said, oh, man, these things are great. Well, it don't work no more. And I said, well, I probably got dead batteries. So I went and bought some AAA batteries, dude. They're like $16. Like,
can you believe the price of batteries? I had to buy one for my truck. I mean, truck batteries, $300 now.
Man, I'm telling you, dude, I ain't had to buy no big battery, but just that little pack of batteries, and I could really care less. But I'm like, man, I get like 4 batteries for $16.
I know how that works, man. I got a grandson with it. Everything that you buy nowadays for kids to play with has got batteries in it. It's a racket.
AAAs are, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. And then at Target,
it's a racket.
They want to really hose you. They got this pack. There's like 9 million AAA batteries, and it's like $87. Like, dude, I need 2. I don't need 102. But so anyway, I get my $16 worth of my big-time batteries, and I put a little corrosion block on my big-time tourney scale because I'm going to catch me a big one. Hell, it don't work. It's broke.
Wonder what's wrong with it.
It's, like everything else that I own. It's junk. I mean, it's been good for a while, you know, but I'm sure Chad, he gets them refurbished or whatever he does with them, but I'm just going to buy another one. I'm going to throw that one in a dumpster and go get me another one because I don't like that, man. He's a little over 5. I mean, I want to weigh. What does he weigh? He weighs 5'2", 5'4". That's what I want. I don't want no mission.
Well, it really don't matter anymore. You can call him what you want because he's got to go back in the water. Hey.
Yeah, picture, that's all right.
The picture weighed 8 pounds.
Yeah. Hey, but that's what I told Tom yesterday. I said, hey, the new limit's 3. He didn't even know. He said, really? I said, look. We're
how can anybody that trout fishes nowadays don't know about the new limits? That's
well, they really didn't know when, Mickey. They kind of know, but they didn't know exactly
yeah.
when. So I said, look, man, we're going to keep fishing. We're going to catch 10 or 15 or whatever we catch. And you just don't get to eat them. It didn't mean that we didn't catch them. So that's the mindset you got to have. You got to play the game. I mean, if you're worried about, like you said, if you're worried about the 3 fish, go to Louisiana, fish with Bill Watkins, or go to HEB. It don't matter to me. I don't care if you come fish with me or not.
True.
It don't matter. I don't even care if Stringer. Now, I told you Monday we whacked them because they wanted some fish, and where I was fishing, I could care less about killing them. So, because there's really a lot of them. So we whacked them. But most of the time, we don't even keep no fish. Today, I bet we don't keep 2 fish. You know. But if that's why you go to kill them, like you said, you go to HEB, dude, and buy you some catfish or whatever.
It's a lot, it's a lot cheaper.
100%. It's all about the fishing. And we can always still count them. That's what I try to teach people. Look, we caught them. We're not going to throw them up on the table dead because I quit doing that a long time ago. And you can still count them. We caught what we caught, you know, and that's it. So what? So you didn't kill them. You're going to take a picture.
I don't even count them anymore. It's either bad or decent or really good. That's, you know.
Man, well, you know me. I'm a stickler about that. But it's like putting a bunch of dead fish in the bottom of an igloo cooler and taking a picture of it, say, man, I'm on them, book now. I mean, that's stupid. I mean, those days are over with, man. Those are done. But anyway, but yeah.
It looks good when you get your 3 trout up there and you got your 5 drum and 3 or 4 flounder and a couple of sheeps in there with them.
Hey, we kept a drum yesterday, a night. I mean, you know, like a 7-8 pound drum. Say, hey, Tom, you want some more fish? You want this drum? I said, he's good.
Did he have worms in him?
No, Mickey, he wasn't that big. I mean, he was
okay.
A good
well,
size.
He was just the right size where they don't have worms. When they get real big, they get the more worms in them.
Oh, Petty caught one. Hey, we're standing on the bank. We're not even in the water. He caught one about 30 pounds. I'll send you the
good
video.
Good Lord. I guarantee you that had about 20 pounds of worms in it.
I guess, what do you got, Petty? I said, I think you got a drum. I ain't never caught a drum right here in my life. But he says, no, I think it's a drum. I said, okay, man, it's probably a big red. Well, nah, it was a big old nasty drum. And then Trey throw right behind him and catch like a – and he might have been a legal red. We threw him back, but he was big. He was, you know, 27 to 29 inches. And I said, man, I don't ever catch that kind of stuff right here, so there can't be no trout here. That's all mystery stuff right here.
Well, you know, when you got abundance of drum, you know, that's first sign of coming back and having a healthy fishery. I mean,
for sure,
well, they're all in the same family. I mean, they're all in the croaker family. They're verbal
100%.
Croaking fish.
Hey, I talked to Hillman last night. Of course, I talked to Kenny. We caught drums everywhere, and wasn't none of us fishing the same spot on lures. So you know that you could probably do if you fished for them.
Oh, yeah. You know. If you're catching them on lures, there's a ton of them. There's plenty of
them. I tell you what else is here, too, buddy, and they're here in abundance already, and that's the gaffies. Gaffies are back.
Yeah, the old sail cats are coming back. Golly, I can't wait to catch a sail cat. Oh, man.
That was my first one yesterday. Where I was fishing, they ain't supposed to be no gaff tops, and I figured it was a redfish. You know,
shoot, I've caught them up the spillway in first week of March before, waiting
man,
up there.
They're so nasty. Now, that... I wish people would, like, jump on the bandwagon and kill them, eat them. That's why there's so many of them, nobody keeps them. And there ain't no shrimpers.
Well, we're heading that direction. We'll be having gaff top tournaments before it's over with.
Hey, man, remember when the shrimpers, Mickey, back in the day when there was millions of them? the whole bay was littered with dead gapies, and we didn't catch that many. And we were still catching plenty of trout, but we didn't catch many gapies. The shrimpers went away, and buddy, those gapies.
Well, and we had that. We had that one year that the there was some kind of bacteria in the water that killed all fish without scales on it. Slick fish like hardheads and gaff top and eels and stuff like that. It nuked them. Remember that?
I remember that. Hey, if you pulled in on slick, don't even stop because there's probably some kind of dead gaff top floating around.
It wiped them out, and hey, they still came back.
Hey, they bounced back quick. Buddy.
Yeah, buddy. All right, man. But, well, hey, James.
Hi, buddy.
Somebody wants to call you about fishing. Throw them a number out there, bud.
Hi, buddy. 409-771-7306. I think I got tickets for the golf tournament Saturday. I think.
Do you? Well, good.
Yeah. I'm gonna go do that. That'll be fun.
Go get them.
All right, dude. We'll holler at you a little while.
Man. Later. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in Galveston. And we need to jump over to Texas City and talk about Boyd's One Stop, the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand there at the store. They have them on display. If you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're there, check out all their wild Gulf-caught seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's. All their shrimp are straight out of the Gulf of Mexico and our bay systems. And they always have good deals on all different sizes. Their availability is always good. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. And you can call ahead of time and check crawfish availability and reserve those for a boil coming up. 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks, and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 540 here in the Bayou City final segment. Time's flown by today. All right, let's run down to G-Town, check in with Captain Michael Marquez. We just call him Sharky. Sharky, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Man, I'm looking at this wind this morning thinking I might have woke up in heaven or something.
Yeah, it's what did James call it a while ago? Postcard weather?
Yeah, I would say so, man. It is beautiful out here. It is beautiful. It's going to be exciting to get out on the water this morning, man. We got a few boats going out, and the guys have been catching some trout here and there, even in some nasty winds the last couple days or whatever. And water hasn't been super primo, but they've still been catching some trout, you know, in the murky stuff. So it'll be interesting. Yeah, buddy. I'm excited to get out there and fish this nice weather this morning and see what we can, you know, put in the box, baby. It's going to be good.
I'm with you, man.
See what we can wrestle up out the water. So, it looks good, man. I mean, we're, I think old Cajun Chris caught a big bull shark, you know, like four and a half footer or something a couple days back, and seeing some trout, seeing a few pompano. So, one of these days, the Jack Crevels will start busting the surface and doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
They ain't far away.
We're right around
bull sharks. That's right.
Uh-uh.
Gaffies are starting to come in. We've got y'all got any gaff top out there yet? Or are they just blowing in and coming up my way?
No, not yet. Yeah, you can keep them up that way if you want.
That's all right. High fin blues.
Yeah. Oh goodness, man! You know how it goes. You roll up on a school of birds. You're either gonna get about 50 of those, or you know, smack some trout. Well, usually one of those, and then you're like, oh gosh, that's what it is. Then you blast, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Have you ever smacked trout mixed in with gaff top?
Oh, lots of times. Millions of times. Can't count that high.
Yeah. They're either under, what are they, under them?
Well, now they're
kind of mixed in.
You know, when it gets hot in the summertime and you get kind of those open water schools over, you know, they'll feed over the reefs and they'll move out deep over the mud. You'll find them together. Sometimes the gaff top will be in front of the school.
Yeah.
And other times, you know, they'll be in the back. You just got to kind of play it out and figure it out and chase the slicks the right way. You know, the right fingers.
Keep all weeding through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine it'd be worth it once you get on them, you know.
Yeah, my guys will start going, golly, I can't stand these slimers, man. I said, y'all come with me, I'll find the right end of these fish, and sooner or later, it's, you know, you get all pure trout and red.
Yeah, I love that. I love that fish,
man. When they get, you know, on them shrimp in open water or shad, whatever they're on, it just, you got to play a little bit. Got to weed through the garbage to get the pecan.
The
pie,
gold.
You know?
That's right. That's right, brother. Well, hopefully we're going straight for the pecan pie this morning. You know, that's the idea at least, but shoot, we'll get out there and be happy with getting boat up first, you know. Yeah. I didn't check the tides today or anything, but it looks like it's going to be just a gorgeous day of fishing.
Yeah,
so.
Pretty day. We're on a four tide schedule. They're kind of weak, you know. The incoming this morning is a strong one coming off that low last night. So you're going to have good, strong incoming all morning. And then,
boy, that'll
you know,
be nice.
Your next
as long
couple
as
of tides are kind of weak, not much water movement. But sometimes that's good. Some areas you want just a little bit of tide instead of too much.
Heck, yeah, especially if I'm cork fishing, you know, like
right
up on a shoreline or something like that, which is probably what's in the cards, you know. I'm going to talk to my group and see what they really want to focus on this morning, but – you know, a little early morning popping cork action couldn't hurt, you know, fishing some coves and maybe around Tiki and Swan and all that. We might start off a little bit closer in and work our way out to the rocks.
Well.
But I think it's going to be good, man. I think it's going to be real good. I don't see any green lights on here in Offutt, or I might be – D-lining over to those to start things off.
Well, that's a good way to start. You know, back in the day, we used to do that. We'd run in the dark and get out to those lit-up platforms in the middle of Trinity Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, catch trout under those lights for 30 or 40 minutes before the sun came up, you know?
Boy, that's nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You already got some keepers in the box.
Yeah, get you some fish in the box, and then you can go do your regular old fishing, you know.
Yeah, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Well, that sounds good to me. I'm ready to get out there. I think Shane is on a 6-hour. I'm on a 4-hour. So I got a little bit less time to make some magic happen, but I'm feeling pretty confident, man. We've got popping cork rigs set up, knocker rigs, drop shot rigs, you name it, man. We got them all.
When you load down, I got artificial. How many different sets of rod and reels you got in that boat, man, when you run
well,
a deal like this?
You're going to laugh at me. You're going to laugh at me. I got four people today, and I've got six, seven, about 14 rods.
Sound like a bass fisherman.
But you know what I got, you know, in my defense, I got like six heavy rods, you know,
right.
So if we decide to try to get something big, you know, I can soak six baits at once, and then the light tackle stuff, man, I just got it all pre-rigged for different stuff, you know, for
right.
a quick move or shoot, man, I don't know, most of my guys make fun of me the way how I fish because I got so many daggum rods. But Shane's picking up my bad habits now because I'm looking at his boat. He's probably got about 13, 14 rods over there too. So
I got you. All right, buddy. Well, I'll let y'all go get after it. If somebody wants to call y'all and get down there and get after it, how they do it.
Absolutely, man. They can give us a call 979-248-1529. Anytime after 8 a.m. this morning, if you want to get booked up, we've got some availability for. Actually, we'll be fishing Easter, so y'all want to come out and make some memories with us? We got some openings for Easter itself. We got some openings around there, so give us a call and hop on our website, Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com.
All right.
We're gonna make some memories. All right, Stud.
Sharky, y'all be safe out there. Catch them up, man.
Yes, sir. Much appreciated, brother.
Later, Gator. All right. All right, it's Sharky Marquez in G-Town. Now let's run up to the Big Sam. Let's check in with Randy Dearman this morning. Good morning, Randy. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Captain Mick. It's all good. A little chilly this morning, but...
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a little... Old man winter won't give up this year.
Well, I wish he would. I wish he would. We're fixing to go out there in a little bit tomorrow. So, rail it and going with me, and we're going to go... try and catch a crappie or two if we can. We'll throw some jigs on the grass, but not gonna say we're gonna catch them. It's been, I don't know what they're doing. They're hiding.
Yeah, that old lake still dropping. I looked at it this morning.
Yeah.
A little over 6 foot below pool.
Yep. We'll go catch a bunch of bass. So I've got a bunch of them located that they're out deep. I don't know. I guess I've missed the spawn. I have not seen a dead this year.
I've heard that from a lot of folks.
I mean, I guess, I know they spawned because a bunch of them were catching out there real deep right now. They've done spawn, but heck, they dropped the water so fast. You know, they better, do it in 3 or 4 foot of water and get it done, get out of there, or they'll be on the bank.
Right.
I hope we don't have a, really dry, summer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get some rain and this thing will get down lower than it did years ago when it got down there about 12, 13 foot down. A lot of the ramps will be shut down. But right now, it's, if you're out there running around, there's stumps in places that a lot of people didn't realize.
Yeah, you can catch one or two here and there if you're not watching it. Man.
Yeah. I don't know why they do it whenever they want to do it, but how the quarry is. The lake wasn't made for fishing.
No, it's a water supply. It's we're just privileged to be able to fish it.
Yep. But
what I don't ever hear much of anymore out of Rayburn is the Black Forest.
Well, you can see quite a few of the stumps now.
I bet you can now with the lake low, but you used to, everybody used to catch a lot of big bass in there, mm-hmm. fishing them stumps.
Well, there still is a lot of fish caught, up there in that area.
Right.
But it's not, it's kind of like Black Forest, kind of like the jungle was on Livingston.
Right. Remember the jungle? Good Lord, how many big stringers of bass came out of that place years ago.
They just a stump or two you see there now.
Yeah, and that's something.
But, I don't know, we're going to have a good day, though.
All right, I hope you guys do. Catch them up, get them located. I got to get with my guys. We got to nail down a couple of days. Come do our annual thing up there.
Yeah, let me know. What days of the week did y'all usually come, Mickey?
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday, okay.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I got some saved.
We always come up on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Get settled in and look forward to going fishing with old Randy. That's some fun stuff.
That's what I did yesterday. We went out there and sunk trees.
Well, that's good.
Found a few willow trees that we were able to go put on a trailer and got us a trailer load of them. And I went out there and got them all set up.
Building some habitat.
I got to do it about two more days here next week.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, somebody wants to come hang out, do some fishing, how they get a hold of you, Randy, give them a number, man.
Hey, it's 936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Beck.
All right, buddy. You too. Be safe. See you, man. All right. That's Randy Dierman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.